This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
We identified that the House had spent money that was already spent in the regular session in HB 1 twice. This was savings related to Medicaid expansion, so we have decreased our revenue by that amount.
Senate Finance met Wednesday to amend the Supplemental Appropriations Bill, which allocates the money raised during this special session. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden addressed the committee.
I would tell you that in large part, the amendment you're proposing mirrors the suggestions we made to you.
But
we want to see full support for higher education at the end of the day as well. We believe it is inappropriate, though, to not provide a bigger increase in these new dollars to the MFP.
The Senate amendment shifted $21 million from the MFP to higher education, money the House had allocated for public school students with disabilities. That opened up the debate. With limited dollars, which level of education do you fund first? Vice Chair of the Senate Education Committee, John Milkovich, suggested public schools already have enough.
We're spending over $10,000 per child per year, which is higher than every other southern state other than Virginia. There is a school of thought that quality of education does not always exactly correlate to money spent.
Democratic committee member Wesley Bishop allowed some of the partisan friction that has built between the House and the Senate spill into his response.
You can't choose to not raise revenue, but at the same time sit and say, well, we're not doing enough with the monies that we have. You can't have it both ways.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.